Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. Medical marijuana, will it ever launch in Arkansas? Last week, Pulaski County Judge Wendell Griffin went further than many thought after his temporary restraining order turned into a null and void declaration on the state's process for awarding five cultivation facilities. Attorney General Leslie Rutledge says she'll appeal, but the ruling has brought chaos to what was already a bit of a chaotic process for medical marijuana. Arkansas Democrat Gazette columnist John Brummett and I discussed. Judge Griffin created a little controversy earlier this week.
Well,
so it's kind of describe what he did. Null and void on the whole selection process.
He was presented with the ever predictable appeal by losing parties for these cultivation licenses, five of them, which were picked by the Marijuana Commission based on what turns out to be kind of a subjective grading system. And of course somebody sued, and of course we didn't invoke sovereign immunity, which would have solved all of this, even though we might have been able to. And he was basically confronted with an opportunity for a temporary injunction to decide the case further, but he hauled off on Wednesday and just declared the whole system of selecting these five licensees null and void. Did so after it had taken the state, well, from November 15, 16 months, to even get to the point of trying to award the first set of licenses to set up this system that the people rather strongly voted for. And it is possible now that this thing could, if it's appealed or not appealed, it is possible that we're back to square one. Yeah. I mean, that after a state government that couldn't get even the first step taken until March of the second year, It is conceivable that we got to go back and start all over and begin constructing an infrastructure, leaving the thing totally up in the air. And it has people interested in this issue across the state, I think, understandably, distrusting of the government for how long it's taken for the foot dragging, distrusting of the legal system. I was in Bentonville giving a speech to a Benton County Democratic group. The young woman who's a legislative candidate who is wheelchair-bound, who asked the dramatic question of Tom Cotton at the town hall meeting last year, her name's Katie McFarland, she asked me, do you think Democrats ought to, and this was before Griffin's ruling, do you think Democrats ought to champion more expeditious setting up of this marijuana because we have an opioid epidemic? She cited her own case. I might be able to get off of opioids, prescription opioids, and many others. Do you think that's an issue for Democrats? And I said, yes, because the people have voted on it. State government has not acted with all deliberate speed, in my view. And it's just, if you want to be distrustful of government, if you want to be distrustful also of the judicial system, here you go.
Here's your issue.
Because Judge Griffin, I think he's a fine judge. I think he's a fine public advocate. My criticism of him is that at times he does both at the same time. Most famously, he ruled on a death penalty case in the afternoon, and then that evening was demonstrating, protesting on a gurney against the death penalty at the governor's mansion. There's no indication of any sort of conflict of interest or bias on this case. But if you're resentful of these delays, then you could cite that case as this just has everything.
It's just created
this has everything
turmoil across the board.
If you want to have anti-government frustration, here you go.
We have done some polling. It's a little bit dated now, but when we did poll this question about the state's implementation process, we did find a majority opposed to the pace at which they were implementing it. Some of that would have been people that were naturally still opposed to medical marijuana, But there was definitely a subset that would have voted for it that said they didn't like the pace that it was moving at. And that was probably 3 or 4 months ago.
You mean they thought it was too fast or too slow?
Going too slow.
Well, of course it's going too slow. I mean, forgive me. I mean, I know this is serious and I know it's complicated. But this, the people of the state voted for this in November of 16. They finally got around to saying these are our top five graded applicants for cultivation in March or February, more than a year. And it seems to me that that's too long. There are evidence of other states getting system, bigger states getting systems up and running. And we've got, to, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Governor Hutchinson has said he wishes they'd use the ABC permitting process.
The lottery system,
by
basically.
Which, rather than have members of the commission make themselves susceptible to biased charges by having their own judgment as a factor in the scoring system, liquor permits, which, believe me, are highly political. If you meet the standards and you are accepted for the standards, then you go into a lottery for the number of permits to be available, as have recently gone through in Benton County, and they get drawn, which takes that element out of it. We put this part of this regulation under DFNA and ABC so we could avail ourselves of that experience, and yet we seem to have blown it.
And that could be what ultimately happens
needs
if they
happen.
Revamp the process.
Yes.
There's still the potential for appealing the Griffin ruling, and there could be, at the appellate level, you could see the sovereign immunity defense even invoked.
See,
there's a lot of directions that this could go.
Complicating all of this is that you really, there, as you just said, there are three or four directions it could go. If you go to the Supreme Court could overturn it, we could be on our way, or they could uphold it. And then we could have to reconstruct, as I said from the beginning, or maybe we could say we're going to take all these that we find acceptable, and we're going to do a lottery drawing, which would save some time and get us up and running. Otherwise, if we have to go back and start over, and if we have to wait for an appeal, it might be the summer of 19 before something that the people voted for, and that's and 16 is up and running, and it is, after all. I know it's a controversial thing, but the people voted for it, and it's for pain relief.
That's John Brummett, columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can catch more of our interview at talkbusiness.net. You can also keep up with the latest headlines at that website, including news on Arkansas's jobless rate, the end of the Clean Line Energy Project, and an interview with Citizens Bank President Adam Mitchell. That's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.